Hey there, this is BZ Collins, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie, and you are listening to Studio 2009.
I want to show them that I'm not like anybody in this town. I'm everybody in the scene and everything in between.
There's nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume.
Hello and welcome back into our studio. You're now inside Studio 2009, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. I am, of course, TFU, and Mike. Joining me once again is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. There's no bottle of rum here.
No, there's not.
No, there's really not. Today we are talking about a brand new documentary here in 2025, a documentary you might say has been decades in the making. This is our discussion on the new Netflix documentary, Being Eddie, and it's all about the man, the myth, the legend, Eddie Murphy. Was it you that pointed the trailer out to me? Was it me that pointed it out to you? I don't know.
I think you pointed it out, but I was already aware of it just because the Netflix stuff.
Yeah, the Netflix stuff. But I was like, yeah, so my YouTube subscription page, my YouTube subscriptions don't usually change. I usually don't subscribe and unsubscribe to people. I usually most of the time don't subscribe to new things because I don't search out. Like, my YouTube searches are individual things that I want to find. I'm not searching for new channels to follow and subscribe to kind of thing on YouTube. So I've been subscribed to Netflix for as long as they've had a YouTube channel. I've been subscribed to Warner Brothers and blah, 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 for as long as they've had the stuff. So I see this come up in my subscription. Am I the only one that uses the subscription tab?
Like, on YouTube?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I don't. I never use it. I just go by whatever shows up on the homepage.
See, I can never, like, I will check the homepage to see if there's anything new and different that isn't on my subscription page, to see if I'm missing out on something. But I never go to the homepage because it always recommends me things that I'm not subscribed to. And I'm like, if I wanted the stuff that I'm not subscribed to, I would search it out. There's a whole other thing. The next Altered Geek that I want to bring up to you about the new way YouTube is doing collaborations. I meant to bring it up this last time and I forgot about it, but that's another show for another day. Anyway, yeah, so Being Eddie, I saw the trailer, and the one line that stuck out to me in the trailer, and it's in the documentary, but he says, "I'm everybody in the scene and everything in between." He sure as hell is. In his career, he literally has been everywhere, and in like there's not a, like, from TV to music to movies to stand-up comedy. There's not, even ventriloquism, even though I saw his lips move, you know, there's not a lot of things in Hollywood that the guy hasn't done in his career. And this
give that man an Oscar.
We're going to get to that. God, the Academy. Blah, the Academy. So you sat down and watched this. I sat down and watched this at separate times. And what were your thoughts on watching this and learning all of it? How much of this did you already know versus how much of this didn't you already know?
I mean, I knew some of it, but I didn't know a lot of the behind the scenes. I knew the stuff pertaining to SNL.
Mm-hmm.
So I was aware of those aspects just because they were making a big deal. And I'm like, why are they making a big deal out of him coming back for the, you know, the 40th? Yeah. And or the 50th, or whichever one that they got.
Whatever.
Back for.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was trying to figure that out. And the rest of it, I mean, I kind of knew a lot of it. I didn't know some of the more intimate details that he was getting into, just with his, you know, his personal life and things he was going through when he was doing certain films or doing certain aspects. you know, I didn't know the thing about the, you know, him tearing down the the Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
Or the Oscars.
The Oscars, yeah.
I didn't know about that part, but I knew a lot of the stuff pertaining to the movies. I didn't realize that he was paranoid about a lot of stuff getting in until Steve Martin and him were doing the movie together.
Yep. Yeah. I say this all the time on this show and on other shows that we do. For me, it has always been about whatever is on the screen, whatever they put out. Like he says, he's everybody in the scene and everything in between. We don't really see the in between. I was never raised to, like, by the time the late 80s came and the early 90s came with like Current Affair and Hard Copy and Inside Edition and all of those early adopters of what eventually would be like E! True Hollywood Story and VH1 this and MTV blah blah blah, you know, the precursors to all of that was, like I just said, Hard Copy and A Current Affair and all that and everything else. And we weren't, as a kid, I wasn't ever really like told to look at the actor behind the role, the character, whatever it was that was on the screen is what the important part was. And that person that's playing that role gets to go home after that's done and they have their own private life. And that's the way it is. Like, you don't, certain boundaries you just don't cross. And that was one of them. And so this is why, to me, Being Eddie is such a interesting story. It's an interesting thing to see after all these years, because it's not that I didn't care. It's just that I felt being respectful of, you know, he goes to work, he creates these things, whether it's 48 hours or another 48 hours or Beverly Hills Cop 1-2-3-4 or Nutty Professor or Bowfinger or Boomerang or whatever, Shrek, Donkey, whatever. You know, he puts in the work and gives us this body of work that he has. And to us, that's the legacy. Whereas, and he says this in the documentary, to him, his legacy are his children, which that's true, very true. As a parent, your legacy really is your children. It's not your, you know, your body of work. But to us, the fans, it's because I was raised to, you know, look at the body of work, not the person behind it, because that's off limits. That's their private life kind of thing. And seeing him open up and, oh my God, that house.
That's a massive house.
When he closed that roof, I was like, damn. When he closed that roof, I was like, damn. Yeah, that is one massive house. Woof. That's an amazing, amazing house. But no, the documentary covers his entire life. It's very well done. I like everything about it. There isn't a thing in it that I don't like. There are a couple of things that I wish were more time spent on, kind of like, I know, and you've said this, and I know this because it's been said in the papers and in Hollywood and whatever, that he wasn't going to come back to Axel unless the script was really good or unless the story was. But I would have liked to have heard just one or two lines about Axel F. Didn't have to be long, whatever kind of thing. But like, coming back to that, I know SNL, coming back to SNL was a bigger deal and they wanted to put more on that. But I would have liked to have heard, and I'm sure I can find interviews with him where he talks about it, and that's fine. But I mean, to me, that's, for me, those four films, I could watch them all day. I really, really could. Because those films are amazing. Even the third one. Third one's got a few issues in it, but it's not as bad as people think. But yeah, being Eddie, he points out a bunch of facts as we go through. First Beverly Hills Cop had the number one spot for 14 straight weeks when it came out. Movies today switch number one spots every other week.
Sometimes daily.
Yeah, I see Disney every other day. Tron is the new number one, or this is the new number one, or that's the new number one. And I'm like, man, so much for longevity of stuff. Of course, we now live in a society of must have everything now, must have everything now, need to have 70 screens with 70 different things all at once, and yada, 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 yada. I can barely handle the three screens I have currently, my monitor, my phone, and my big screen TV. Like, I can barely handle those sometimes. This is interesting. In the documentary, Chris Rock said he saw the first Beverly Hills Cop three times in one day, the day it came out. That reminds me of what I did with Spider-Man in 2002 when it came out. I saw it five times in one day. So there are...
twice when it came out, but not the same day.
Yeah. There were movies like that. I love how somebody points out that as we watch through this and we're going through the Eddie Murphy Raw stuff and we're going through the stand-up stuff, that somebody tried to point out that the leather-suited guys in Beverly Hills Cop and him laughing at it was him laughing at himself. And then I was like, oh, that's cool. 2 seconds later, he comes on the screen. I wasn't laughing at myself. I wasn't laughing at my thought of them wearing the suits and then me wearing the suit previously. One of the actors made a funny face at me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I didn't even when I saw Beverly Hills Cop, I didn't even put two and two together because I don't remember watching much of his. I don't even know if I've seen a lot of Eddie Murphy Raw outside of clips. I don't think I've seen it all the way through. Probably something I should do one of these days.
I did find it interesting that Eddie was the reason for the floodgates opening for Chappelle and Rock and all these other guys.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff, I didn't realize that he did all of that in such a short time.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a short time. And it was for that short time that actually put him on the map way bigger than he ever would have been otherwise. Yeah. Like he, I would argue, is a legend in his own right. Like, on one, the dude doesn't seem to age. Like, yeah, he's gotten a little, you know, thicker around the gills, which comes with age, but the dude looks great. Like, looks young. Like, I mean, Beverly Hills Cop 4, the dude didn't look that much older than he did in the third one. And
all the
everybody photos, else looks, you know, ancient. And he even threw that at his old partner. Like, he's like, yeah, you're looking a little old.
Yep. Yeah. Like, it's funny because as I was watching this, I was watching him talk about the old days and seeing the footage of young Eddie versus old Eddie. And he's not as skinny as he used to be, obviously. I'm not judging the guy. I'm just stating a fact of what he looks like today versus what he looked like 40 years ago.
Well, and that comes with age too. Happens.
But yeah, no, I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, I was looking at his face when he talked about certain things that made him just light up as he was remembering about certain things, talking about it. And I'm like, this man hasn't really aged a day. And, you know, you talk about that time of passing, of how fast. What was SNL? 81?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was 81. So I'm just going to say 81 to 94. That's 13 years. If you look at those 13 years and just everything he did in that short a time, that time went really fast. And then obviously you have the stuff that, you know, came later with because Nutty Professor was after 94. I think it was 96 or 97. I forget, which it might have been 96 now that I think about it. Or maybe 90. Anyway, I'm not looking up the facts on Nutty Professor. The point is that for those 13 years from the 80s into the 90s, he was just going. And from one role to the next, and or technically one movie to the next, because you have two Beverly Hills Cop movies, 84 and 87. You've got Delirious. You've got 48 Hours. You got another 48 Hours. I mean, he was just everywhere. And like you said, he basically, you know, paved the way for all of these other black entertainers to go through and make their own path in life. And it's just crazy.
Yeah. And I loved how he joked about the puppets being on stage.
Yep.
And at the end of the movie, he got to end it exactly how he wanted.
Yeah. He got the puppets. Yep.
And that's the great thing is he's like a vocal chameleon when he wants to be. Or when he's able.
Yeah. He sounds so much like Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby. Like his impressions of them are so dead on. It's not even funny. But yeah, I mean, and I understand why he felt like he needed to take a break. I mean, everybody needs to take a break every now and then. But yeah, no, just being Eddie, folks, if you have Netflix, go check it out. Give it a watch. If you've seen any of Eddie Murphy's movies, it's so fun.
And it was nice seeing the trip down memory lane of him going through the various films over the years that led him to where he's at today.
Yep.
And they said that he kind of reinvents himself every 10 years, which is true. Unlike some other actors where they're pigeonholed in like action films or certain things, he's done everything literally.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely been everything. Yeah. The one thing he goes on to, because I made a note earlier, no Oscar for Eddie. Get off your duff, Academy. And then he goes on and talks about it later, where he was attending one of them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, these motherfuckers made me dress up and come to the down here. I could have just lost and stayed at home.
Yeah. No, and I feel exactly how he does. Like, if that was the case and I wasn't going to win, like, why am I here?
Yep. Yep. And the other line I love from him in this, close to the end of this, there's a lot of stuff coming and he's just got to get lost in it. So he's in creative, whatever he's got coming. I don't know what it is. It may not all speak to me, but I'm at least going to see whatever the trailers are or what, like, obviously we know Shrek 5 is in production. So there's that, but man, I'm so curious. I'm throughout this whole thing, he keeps talking about the stand-up, talking about, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I have 4 decades of material, and I have this, and I have that, and I have all these tapes, and I have all these books, and all this material written down. I should do this. I should do that. Just put it in an audiobook, Eddie. You don't even need to go do the stand-up stuff. Make an audiobook of it all. Like, that's really all you need to do. I don't know. It is just, yeah. I mean, as long as he's gonna create stuff, man, I'm gonna at least look into whatever he's working on, because I freaking love Eddie Murphy. He's always been one of my favorites. And it's not just because of Axel, but that's my main draw out of all, like, just looking at his filmography out of everything, that is my main draw. I'm so glad they have not done a sequel to Trading Places, because that just deserves to be its own one film.
Agreed.
Nutty Professor and Dr. Doolittle. I like Dr. Doolittle more because it's not as over the top as Nutty Professor is. I understand what they were doing with Nutty Professor, but... And I need to look into the Daddy Daycare movies. I haven't seen those.
The first one is him, and the second is Cuba Gooding Jr.
Really? They replaced him?
Yeah, I think he didn't want to do a sequel.
Oh, okay, well.
So, yeah, I don't know.
There you go. But yeah, folks, Being Eddie 2025 documentary all about Eddie Murphy on Netflix. Very, very fun. Usual questions, not all the questions, because not all the questions apply to this, but did the film keep our interest throughout? Of course. Would we recommend this film to people? Absolutely. Why do you think we're doing this?
It was nice seeing a window into the life of the actor. And I know Netflix has a buttload of these, like, in the can, like, ready to go for certain actors.
Yeah.
Particularly the ones that are like in their 90s.
Great.
So that they can release them like next day after something happens.
Let's hope nothing happens, but yeah.
No. I meant like when they're in their 90s and like when they do pass away, like they just have it ready to go.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dirty at the same time, just because that's like,
yeah,
it's like, come on, let them, leave them alone for a bit, but they they're like trying to hit the coals while they're hot.
Yep.
Which that's to be expected. I'm a fan of this particular documentary. I think that it was great, and it was nice seeing the candid, real life Eddie Murphy kind of reflecting on his life along with all of his friends over the years.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%. 5 out of 5 on the geek meter, I would say. I would
agree. I don't give that very often. I usually stick with the 4.5s if I'm trying to, but
there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
it was,
it's the man's life. Like, I mean, if we're going to nitpick thing, we could nitpick that it was shot weird or we didn't like an angle, but that's stupid. Anything else you'd like to say, sir?
No, I'm thankful that, I got to watch it and, for Netflix for, providing it a little bit early. So I was able to screen some of it ahead of time and, finish watching it before recording.
Yep. And, so that's going to do it for this one, folks. We are going to go to a quick ad break because we do have to promote some podcasts and some other stuff. We'll come back to close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Are you missing entertainment in your life? Welcome to Captain Ruggles Gaming. Whether it's guides, roleplay content, or our shenanigans with our collaborations with the 20 years standing strong Fart Clan, also known as Fast Action Response Team, or the Wrecking Crew, we have something for everyone. So join us when we traverse the cosmos of space games, survive the undead in zombie games, or just having fun in first-person shooters or random indie games. Visit us now at geekcastradio.com and youtube.com/@CaptainRuggles or Google search Captain Ruggles Gaming. It's game time, and I'll see you out on the battlefield.
because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes or geekcastradio.com.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a punk rock band of brothers get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting.
Toy hunt by day, punk rock band by night. We'll take any excuse to get in the van.
We all collect different toy lines like those real American heroes.
G.I. Joe!
To the toys that are more than meets the eye, Transformers.
To He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
From vintage to modern and all topics in between, you can always expect some rowdy and passionate discussion because we love talking toys here on the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast.
Hello everyone, this is JD from the In Session Film Podcast. Each week we review
the latest from Hollywood, California.
Well, yes, Brendan. We also
give top three lists.
Okay, yeah, thanks again, Brendan. Additionally, you can hear us
talk other movie news, trailers, varying movie series, or other interesting film-related topics, and even rants and raves of the week.
On top of our main show, every Friday,
you can also hear our extra film podcasts.
You can listen to the In Session Film Podcast on
iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or at InSessionFilm.com. Listen to the In Session Film Podcast every Monday and Friday. Subscribe today and hear me verbally beat JD like a Cherokee drum.
No. That's not how this works, sir.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast, Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of GeekCast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on GeekCast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Do you like the Transformers?
Yes.
Do you like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Cowabunga!
Do you like IDW Comics?
And comic book podcasts?
Then come check out Ninjas and Bots. Each week we look at an issue of Transformers
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from their IDW Comics incarnation. We drop episodes every Saturday morning.
Just like the cartoons we loved as a kid. The show can be found on your favorite podcatcher and at johnreadscomics.com.
See you then.
Good morning, loafers, and welcome back to a fantastic show. We've got with us today Brian Blanchard and Brian Johnson.
The Social Loafers.
Every episode is a new episode. We have different categories. We're talking movies mostly. And everything we do is off the cuff, different. It's fun. It's tangential.
And we do it live.
Don't forget to follow us on the Social Loafer Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter on Social Loafer 85. Check us out on Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Loafers out.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download this show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, folks, episode 153 is in the can. Coming up next, we celebrate the 31st anniversary of Beverly Hills Cop 3. Something we've never reviewed on the GeekCast Radio Network outside of Movie Week in Review episode 125, where we talked about the whole franchise. but we've never actively had an episode where we talk about the third film by itself. So we're doing that coming up next. What do you got going on, sir? Promote yourself.
So working on some stuff with the website, still editing the top 100 nominees, and I'm just working on some back end of the website features that I'm hoping I can get working, plus trying to improve a lot of technical SEO type stuff that kind of tanked after Google changed all their algorithms. So I'm working on that. Yeah. Anyways, so that's what I'm working on.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us here inside Studio 2009. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can buy our merch at shop.geekcastradio.com. Buy our stuff, please. Send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put in the subject line Studio 2009 and whichever episode you're replying to as far as the feedback goes. You can check us out in all the podcatching clients you choose to use, Apple Podcasts and a bunch of other things as well. You can join the GCR on Discord. The link will be in the episode post on the website. You can join us next time. As I mentioned, Steve and I will be back and we will be discussing Beverly Hills Cop 3. We're going to go down to Wonder World. Aren't you excited?
Yep.
Yep. Oakley dokley. Boy. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.
Come in. It's open. Follow me?
Billy, how you doing, man?
I don't believe it.
Look at your office. Look at this. You got three windows in here, and Venetian blinds, and a ficus. And a big, healthy ficus in your office.
Not just the ficus. Look.
You got a refrigerator in your office? Man, J. Edgar Hoover didn't even have a refrigerator in his office. Just maybe some hair curlers and a dryer or something. What, they promote you to captain or something?
I'm DDOJSIOC.
The JG Jojo C.